The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We look at issues across the water, this time heading west across to the US, where some would say Biden's presidential aspirations are collapsing. This after a disastrous debate performance against Donald Trump, so much so that there has been discussion, although not a lot of fairly concrete discussion, but there has been discussion about whether or not he would even remain on the Democratic ticket. I'm joined by Jeff Kuhner, who is host of the Kuhner Report on WRKO AM 680. Jeff, good afternoon my time, good morning your time.
Great to be with you, Anton.
And you. So can Biden, although he has less to shake off than Donald Trump has successfully shook off, does he have anything like Trump's ability to shake it off?
Well, we'll see. Look, he's got one big thing in his favor. He won the Democratic primary, so he has been ratified by the voters of the Democratic Party. So in some sense, he's holding all the cards going into the convention. It is impossible to throw him off the ticket unless he wants to be taken off the ticket. The problem, Anton, is this. His debate performance, even by his own closest aides, was such a catastrophe. Not only are his poll numbers now in free fall, if the election were held today, Trump would win in an absolute landslide. The problem they have is that it's now affecting the down ballot races. Sherrod Brown, key candidate, key senator for the Democrats in Ohio, he's now underwater. John Tester, key Democrat in Montana, he's now deep, deep trouble. So the problem is they're not just going to lose the White House. They may lose the Senate. The House may gain even more seats in the House, the Republicans. So you're looking now at a massive wipeout. So behind the scenes, Barack Obama has told him for the good of the party, step down. The Clintons, step down. Pelosi, step down. He, however, now, is
sorry for a minute, Jeff.
Heels.
Just on those, where are you sourcing the information on Obama and Pelosi and the Clintons asking?
Oh, the
to step
Obama.
Down?
Well, that was Politico, Axios, the New York Times. In fact, the New York Times has now called for Biden to step down. The Economist just came out literally 2 minutes before I got on the air, saying this doddering old man must go. The Washington Post is calling for him to step down. So his media or media-friendly outlets that have historically been supportive of Biden are now saying he's not up to the job. More importantly, they're heading for a catastrophe in November.
Now, if we separate the two of them out, because obviously the poll numbers at the moment, there's about a 2 and a bit point spread between them when you look at the poll of polls. He has an interview coming up with George Stephanopoulos on ABC that he's going to record on Friday and that goes out, I think, Sunday morning. If that is competent, if that is a tour de force, does it begin to reverse the trend that seems to be developing?
Well, that's what his people are trying to make that argument. What the press corps, and this is the question the Biden team can't answer, if he's fine, if this was just a one-off, if this was just, you know, he had a cold, it was jet lag, even though he had been back for 12 days already, if this was just he had a very bad night, then hold a press conference live, 2 hours, take questions from all reporters. He won't do that. Instead, he does a sit down with George Stephanopoulos, who is a former Clinton press secretary, known in the city as in Washington as a water carrier for the Democrats. It's going to be pre-taped. They can edit it. It's not going to quam any of the doubts.
Whatever about the factors of it being pre-taped and Stephanopoulos being of Democratic gene pool, if it is good, does all of that filter through into how people view it, or will people just watch a competent interview and say, oh, he must have had an off night during the debate?
No, I think they can't unsee what they saw. 80% of Americans now believe he is unfit to be president. 51% of Democrats have now said they want him off the ticket. So they're in trouble. And this is their dilemma. If they stick with Biden, because Biden is vowing to push on, he believes he can still win in November. More importantly, so does his wife and his son, Hunter. His family is urging him, you don't want to step down. It'll be a humiliation for you and the family. If they stick with him, Biden will lose. The problem is the only viable alternative is Kamala Harris. And if you look at many of the polls, she's even more unpopular than he is.
And why is she the only viable alternative?
Well, she's the vice president. She's the line of succession. And at this late in the game, it's going to be very difficult for them to parachute, say, Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. Time is running out. In fact, on certain ballots in certain key swing states, it's already too late unless it's Kamala. Because Kamala was part of the Biden ticket. When they won the primary, they voted for Biden, A, and B, Kamala. So if they bring in a complete outsider, they may not even qualify for some ballots in many states.
Although I thought if they brought in a complete outsider, if it runs all of the way to the final Democratic convention, the nominees who would otherwise have been pledged to whoever the candidate was from convention in this instance, but Joe Biden, they then have a free vote. So you would have a one day free for all, no?
Well, technically, yeah. In theory, someone could win the convention. If Biden releases his delegates on the second ballot, they could vote for Mickey Mouse. I mean, in theory. The problem is that Wisconsin has already set its ballot deadline. So has Nevada. Georgia is going to do it in the next week. So the pressure is going to build. It can't be anybody but Kamala. And the other thing, Anton, and this has been widely reported as well, Kamala is livid that Bill Clinton and Obama were suggesting to Biden, this was last week, dump Kamala. You got to go bring in a complete fresh ticket. They want Whitmer Newsom, 1-2. Kamala was livid. And behind closed doors, she, the Congressional Black Caucus, and the key person is Congressman James Clyburn. He was the one that essentially anointed Obama in 2020 against Bernie Sanders, have said, if you go with anyone other than Kamala, in other words, with a white person over a female minority, they're going to blow the Democratic Party apart.
But surely, even regardless of whether the choice is Kamala or Gavin Newsom or whoever else that it might be, at this point, to change horses, to quote Macbeth, they are in blood so far step that to go on is as easy as to go earth. They can't possibly countenance not sticking with the candidate, however good or bad that candidate might be, in mercenary terms, can they?
Yeah, no, I think you're making a brilliant point, Anton. Really, I think that's the problem now. Look, in all fairness, they made a big mistake. They should have had a true primary. And if they had a true primary, all of these problems with Biden, his mental cognitive decline, which have been obvious now for a while, would have been exposed. And then you would have seen a real primary. They would have had a new ticket, a fresh ticket, and Trump could be in serious trouble. Instead, they rigged the primary, and now they're stuck with this man. And I'm telling you, Anton, unless something very dramatic happens over the next 3 to 4 months, Trump will be the next president of the United States.
Now, explain one thing, Jeff, that is difficult to fully wrap your head around from this distance. At the moment, what we have is we have two men who are running for president. One of them faces the challenge of shaking off a disastrous debate performance. The other faces the challenge of shaking off multiple felony convictions, convictions for having sexually assaulted somebody, convictions for having falsified business records to hide affairs with pornographic actresses, having cheated on his wives, multiple times. How is it that Trump can manage to shake off apparently much more, I mean, egregiously more damaging events than Biden, and Biden can't get away from this?
Well, it's not that he had a bad debate performance. I think if the Democrats had a fresh candidate who was capable to be president of the United States, yes, Trump would be in trouble. There's a lot of negatives. If you want, I can get into the convictions. That was a civil case by an obvious nut job. I mean, Eugene Carroll, she's accused 12 powerful men.
Jury of your peers.
Pardon me?
I said it was
it's a civil case. So the bar, first of all, many things were left out. One of them, she accused Les Moonves, the then president of CVS, of having raped her in an elevator. She's accused
over
12 powerful
men. Nonetheless, this has been ventilated through the U.S. courts. That is the legal system.
No, I understand. But what I'm trying to explain to you is that in a civil case, when you have a partisan jury and a partisan judge who left out damning evidence that proved she lied, and she obviously lied, this is going to be overturned on appeal. This wasn't a criminal case.
Not a case. I mean, it is still a finding of sexual assault. Likewise, we have multiple felony convictions. That's a criminal case.
Yes, I understand that. But a civil case is much weaker than a criminal case, number one. Number two, it's going to be overturned on appeal. Number three, they can tell she's an obvious nut job. and this is lawfare.
But hang on for a minute. We've never had a situation before where you say, number one, there is a civil conviction against a possible presidential candidate. Number two, we don't know if it'll be overturned. And number three, whoever is the plaintiff on the other side doesn't actually matter once the court proceeding has come to a finding, which it has. That alone, with any previous precedent, would have held them below the waterline. You're done.
No,
don't pass,
no,
go,
no,
go home.
No,
and he
no,
still has
no.
the criminal conviction.
No, Anton, look, honestly, you're losing control of the debate with all due fairness. No, you are. This is Trump derangement syndrome. No, it's classic Trump derangement syndrome. In the United States, innocent people have been found guilty in civil courts all the time. And everybody could see this was an attempted political assassination.
Well, Jeff, you may be willing to throw the entire American judicial system under the bus, but I am somewhat reluctant. What about the criminal case?
Excuse me. Please don't talk over me. Now, as
you finished a point, I was coming in on the next one. See, you're moving to a new editorial area. As for Biden is a new area. Stick with the previous one. Criminal conviction, Jeff.
Sir, please, with all due respect.
There is no respect.
As for Biden, he had not just a horrible night. He is mentally unfit to be president of the United States. That's what the American people saw. It's not that he didn't sleep well. It's not that he had a cold. It's that this man is a mental vegetable. He is suffering from severe advanced senility and Alzheimer's.
Felony convictions, Jeff. What of them?
80% of the American people believe he is not mentally or physically fit to be president.
It feels to me,
whatever,
Jeff, that
you
want to
say about
question.
Trump, whatever you want to say about Trump, he's not senile. Well, that's why he's winning.
Can I say he's a criminal?
Yes, he's a convicted felon, and soon he'll be overturned, according to the Supreme Court, which was a landmark victory for Trump.
Setting aside the Joan Didion and her wishful thinking, he is currently a convicted felon. Surely that's something that should be more difficult to get over than a bad debate.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because the conviction was garbage, and the case against him was garbage.
You really don't like the U.S. court system.
It's not a question of liking or not liking. You don't, sir, with all due respect, you don't know the American court system. This was a Manhattan DA, if you want to know. Alvin Bragg himself turned down the case initially. Two federal prosecutors turned down the case. They said it was garbage. They invented a case by a judge who is a Biden donor in front of a jury in Manhattan that almost that area voted 97% against Trump. It was a setup, and everybody can see it. The American people saw the conviction, and they said, this was lawfare. This is political persecution. We don't believe the jury. And every legal expert with his or her salt has said, Trump will win on conviction on appeal.
Does it worry you that you live in a country with a legal system you believe to be rotten?
My God, seriously, are you that ignorant? Do you understand that in the United States, we have different jurisdictions with different jury pools? They found O.J. Simpson innocent, not guilty, when everybody knew he was guilty. Juries make mistakes. Juries get things wrong.
You didn't say mistake. You said rotten. You said rigged. You said political. That is an indictment of the American judicial system.
Yes,
I'm stunned that
the
proud American would say such a thing on July 4th.
Oh, my God. Pick up and read a book. Would it kill you? Seriously. Hey, dude. Manhattan is a separate local judicial system. There are literally thousands of systems within the United States. What are you talking to me about?
All adding to a total ecosystem which you have thrown completely under the bus and declared to be completely fraudulent.
No, I haven't thrown the entire justice system under the bus. What I've done is I've thrown the Manhattan district attorney and the Manhattan jury and that district under the bus.
Jeff,
and in fact, the whole country has.
I have to go and read a book.
With all due respect, seriously, before you interview somebody, know what you're talking about.
Oh, I love the way you preface insults with all due respect.
No, come on. The only one insulting everyone's intelligence is you. Seriously.
Jeff,
you're going to defend a senile buffoon? Shame on you.
Jeff,
seriously, shame on you.
It's been something. Jeff Kuhner, who is host of the Kuhner Report on WRKO AM 680 there.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.